perhaps even in those times, women were given no overt power. In other words, to stand up like a sore thumb. But throughout history, we know that women have, shall we say, been the power behind the thrones many times. Could not have women had the same power through manipulation of the church leaders?
Now you're in trouble. Okay, here's the thing.
Now you're in trouble.
Now you're in trouble. You'd get in trouble and hooted in my class for that kind of comment.
I'm a realist.
You're a realist. Okay. I think that in the Bible, women have always exercised powerful gifts of leadership and speaking. There were limitations in the Pauline churches. But women, I've always said this, and I used to love to say it at Trinity, where we had all the anti-women in ministry folks. I used to say, Paul believed women could prophesy, and he thought that was the greatest of gifts. So let's stick with that. Women, I believe that what Dan Brown has done is deconstructed his case by suggesting that the real feminine can be found in the Gnostic stuff and not in the early proto-Orthodox stuff, whereas if you study the proto-Orthodox stuff, Jesus allowed women to be a part of his entourage. Women could stand up in churches and prophecy, and they had to tell him to be careful in public because people would think they're a bunch of nuts. Because women were bursting from categories and boundaries and breaking these down in these early Christian churches. And there's nothing like Galatians 3:28 in any Gnostic gospel that in Christ there is neither male nor female. In the Gnostic gospels, it's you, the female's got to become a male. So I think that women, I'm for women's ordination, so I might as well just tell you that and get it over with. But I think that the earliest Christian representation of women in ministry is pretty spiritually powerful. So I'll leave it at that. Am I in trouble yet?
If you got like a last wrap up, then.
Oh no, I'm done. I don't have a wrap up.
All right, that was.
I wrapped up.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you.
Thank you.